Kick off the show, slipping you a Mickey. I'm Mickey. Hi. Yeah, Chameleons, Swamp Thing, 1986. And I'm going to be playing several songs by the Chameleons tonight for a very good reason. They are going to be here in NOLA next week at the House of Blues, and I'm going to be hanging out with them and interviewing them on site. Yeah, because I fucking rock. So, go ahead. Hit that comment button right now and tell me how amazing I am. Because I am, right? I mean, I am in my own head. So, yeah, I've got so much good stuff for you tonight on the show. In addition to the Chameleons. Maybe I should, I don't know. Get it started now. What do you think? Okay, you talked me into it. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. We'll be right back.
still gonna bring the heat.
More Chameleons. That's like my spirit song, Things I Wish I'd Said, and I'm on my own again. Yeah. I'm a loser. But I'm honestly, I'm not a loser because I just brought you this fucking amazing ass song. Where are you? Where are you? Hit that comment button and let me know where you're at right now. Like, are you, I don't know, a shower? Are you having a smoke? Are you drinking Herradura tequila along with me? Like, what are you doing? Where are you? Let me know. I know where I'm going to be next week on the 30th. Yeah, at the House of Blues here in New Orleans. Seeing and talking to the fucking Chameleons. Yeah. And like I said, that's out their new EP. And you know how like a lot of bands were like really great back in the day and then they like they force new music on you and it sucks, right? Well, this EP does not suck at all. Like it is so good. Like a lot like a lot, really a lot good. And I'm going to bring you another song by them more towards the end of the show, because I know you want it. You need it. You love it. Just like you love me. Hi, Mickey. You're listening to Slipping. You and Mickey. And, yeah. I rock, don't I? They rock. We all rock. You guys rock for sending me such amazing emails. I love all of y'all. I'm going to read you a couple, maybe later in the show. I'm teasing you. Yeah, I'm a big tease. Because I want you to keep listening. I'm needy. Yeah, I tell you guys, like, every week I'm fucking needy. And not one of y'all yet has said, don't be needy, we got you. But that's okay. I mean, I know y'all love me, because you tell me. So how about some more music? Yeah. Okay. Let's do it.
Oh, Baby, it's you. We'll be right back. cigar started to say, rolled into the sun, past everyone. Hallelujah.
Misconception about that Elliott Smith song, so people think he sang Pretty Mary Kay. He's actually saying Pretty Mickey, because yeah, he and I were taught like that. We weren't really. I never knew him, but I love his music. So, yeah, I just wanted to chime in for a quick minute, because you know, I don't want you guys to like forget. Like, you get so engrossed in the music, and because it's so good, and you're like, you forget about me. And I just wanted to step in and remind you that you're listening to Slipping You a Mickey right here on Indie100.com. And I'm Mickey, the hostess with the mostest. And I'm going to prove it. I'm going to play some more kick-ass rock and roll and jazz, or I don't know, whatever the fuck it is. It's gonna be good. So just like, take that as a given.
Tell me it's all. your bed, I will not wake you. You're the moment love has passed. We all must learn to hate you. You're a memory from before. Please don't let me forget you. You're the wolves at my door.
Don't point no finger at me like you do. No tears, damn it. No dear damn it, right back at you. Lie down. Lie down. We'll be right back.
Stolen rooftops, frozen bus stops, keep free birds window, stormy second class, tick tock hourglass, sleep peace round house.
You know, honestly, I kind of amaze myself when these music picks, like, I'm pretty fucking good at this. And you guys think so, too. Whoa, go figure. Like Grace from Port Fairy, Victoria, Australia, said, always keep me entertained. I love how you mix things up. Thank you for always delivering such a great show. Well, thank you, Grace, for listening. So fucking cheesy. Thank you, Grace, for listening. I appreciate that. And Noah said, thanks for putting in the effort to keep it exciting. From Twillingate, Newfoundland, Canada. I am international, bitches. That's right. I also had another one that I wanted to read you. Let me find it. Yeah, here it is. This is from Sarah. Hi, Sarah. In Florida. How you doing? All right, she says, I listened to you on the drive home, and it felt like you were giving me permission to walk away. You made me realize how thankless it all was. Yeah, it is, to be very honest. Last month, I quit. Yay! I don't know what's next, but I'm finally free, and I hope I can be half as bold as you one day. Well, Sarah, I'm going to tell you a little secret. Thank you, first, for putting so much trust in me, because honestly, I don't deserve it. I come on here and I'm like all cocky and shit, like I'm drinking and my fucking cussing and my smoking. But honestly, I'm scared just like you guys. You know what scares me most of all? I'm going to be very vulnerable with y'all, so don't tell anybody. But what scares me is dying alone. Because, honestly, that's where I'm fucking headed. And I don't know who out there is listening that can relate to that. If you can, hit that comment button or shoot me an email at slippingyoumickey@gmail.com. And let's commiserate, because I can't be the only person that is scared of just, you know, living this life and then just dying like in a ditch somewhere. I don't know. You probably aren't scared of that. I am, for some bizarre reason, scared of just dying alone. And I know that I wouldn't, because I have my kids. Little Mick and Record Store Taylor, and they're fucking amazing. And, you know, if, like, God forbid I came down with the cancer or something like that, that was, like, long-term, they would be there with me. I mean, I know that. Like, that's a given. But, I mean, just, you know, what if I was hit by a bus tomorrow? I would die by myself. I would die all alone. And that fucking sucks. And if you're like in that same boat, let's start a club like the fucking Slipping You Mickey, getting hit by the bus club. Like, I don't know, but I mean, let me know, you know, because there's strength in numbers, and let's talk about it. Like, there's nothing to be ashamed of. And I love you guys, and y'all love me, and we're this cool ass community that listens every week, and I bring you this show, and you guys are like, oh my god, you fucking rock, and I'm like, yeah, I never fucking know, but I'm still kind of scared of that whole like mortality thing, because I mean, honestly, I know I'm gonna die at some point. We all are, right? I mean, all I can take solace in at this point is that, you know, I got good posture. And I got family that loves me. And I have you guys that love me and this amazing fucking show. And right now, another thing that brings me solace is the fact that I know I'm going to be interviewing the charlatan or the I'm going to be interviewing the Chameleons next fucking week. Hell yeah, the House of Blues, right here in New Orleans. And then I'm going to bring that to you, and you're going to be like, oh my god, they're so great. And they are. They are fucking so great, guys. If you have the chance to go see them out on the road somewhere, do it. Like, don't hesitate. Go see them, because they are going to be so fucking amazing. You've got my Mickey's seal of approval or guarantee or whatever, money back guarantee. I mean, you know, you listen for free, but I'll still give you your free money back. How about that? All right, guys, hit that comment button. Let me know what's happening, what you're thinking, what you're doing, what you're wearing. I don't know, whatever. And meet me back here same time next week. And I hope you guys have your best life. I really do. And yeah, let me get my shit together. And then I'm going to play this last song. Oy vey, right? All right, guys. I love you, mean it. And peace out.
For living, there must be a reason for living. I think I know why Christ alone's walking through the world. There must be a reason for living. There must be a reason for living.
Every day I'm crucified by